It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Paulie, I should have had you play Reservoir Dogs. Joining us right now, covering your New York Jets for the New York Daily News, it's Antoine V. Staley. What's up, Twan?
Hey, what's going on? That Reservoir Dogs is too bit vulgar for the radio, so I don't know if you can play that on there.
Yeah, I got the instrumental in the folder. I might have to cue that up after you're done. So, obviously, man, let's start with where you were, what you were thinking, what you were doing today when the news breaks that Rob Saleh has been relieved of his duties as Jets head coach.
What I was doing, I was playing NCAA 25, finish up my dynasty for the week, and because I need to play a game by the night, and then all of a sudden, I got the news via text message that Saleh had been fired, and I was like, wow, okay, I definitely didn't see this coming, especially considering I just wrote a story on Monday saying why the Jets shouldn't fire Robert Saleh, the benefit, it wouldn't be any benefit to that. So yeah, it was definitely a surprise to not only me, but a lot of people in that building.
Yeah, there were some kind of rumors swirling around. I know Evan Roberts had the same take that the Jets will not and should not do this, but they did it anyway. And I feel like when heads have to roll, a message is being sent. And I said that they needed to shake the room. You need to shake the locker room. The locker room actually already was probably shaken a little bit by the results of the last couple weeks. And I point the finger at Quincy Williams in a good way, because he's a guy that goes out there and lets his play do the talking. But when he got the opportunity in front of the mics and cameras, he said, I'm tired of hearing the same stuff. Honestly, who repeats the same stuff year after year, week after week? We literally have heard this guy, Rob Saleh, say the same things in press conferences over and over and over again. And he said, people need to be accountable from top to bottom. And I think Woody Johnson heard that, felt that, and said, something's got to be done.
Yeah, hey, we spoke to Woody today. He had to talk to the leadership council of the Jets, which, you know, involves people like C.J. Mosley. Obviously, Aaron is involved in that, too. He spoke to Aaron on a separate occasion. Apparently, it was not about Robert Saleh. You can believe whatever you want to. I'm not telling people one way or the other, although I have my feelings. But the fact of the matter is, Woody spoke to multiple people about potentially firing Robert Saleh. Ultimately, it was his decision since he was the owner and decided to just go through with it. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's starting to saw the seeds being planted, especially after the Vikings game, another frustrating loss for the Jets. And then you had Quincy Williams come out there and say that. I thought that was very telling, considering Quincy is not a guy that just says stuff like that just randomly. He's a guy that's, you know, very thoughtful with what he has to say and also a leader in that locker room. And I think a lot of people, you know, listen to that, especially a lot of fans.
How much do you think the urgency of playing the Bills next and looking at this division where the Patriots just went to their rookie quarterback, Tyler Huntley, Snoop Huntley, is playing for the Miami Dolphins, and I don't know how effective he's really going to be. Like, how much do you think the urgency of where they are and potentially winning the division played into the fact of, like, all right, we've gone long enough with Rob Saleh. We know he's not the guy. We're done pretending. Something's got to happen right now.
I think they're staring a rebuilding phase, another rebuilding phase in the face. So I think for them, it's kind of like, let's just try one more ditch attempt to try to prevent that. And then try to, you know, make the playoffs and try to do something to compete a championship. Because you look at it, Aaron is not getting any younger. He's definitely not the same player that he used to be. But you want to do things that can help him and provide it, like, you know, have an adequate running game. Also block for him, catch footballs, not drop, you know, passes that, you know, that could be caught and, you know, be recorded for touchdowns. So you got to be able to help him out in this sense, too. And I think that some of the play calling that Nathaniel Hackett is, demonstrated the first 5 weeks. So even last season has been very, you know, bland and vanilla. And, you know, it might be time to change that up. But according to at least Jeff Albright, no decision has been made on that. Although there's been rumors out there that Saleh was definitely considering a, you know, offensive coordinator, you know, at least a play caller change to go from him from Ty Downing, which I don't know if that would have changed, you know, the trajectory of the Jets, but it would have been a new voice definitely in Aaron's ear.
Yeah, I talk about the Mets have nine lives. Nathaniel Hackett has nine lives. He's still counting checks from the Denver Broncos. How does he survive all of this? When we saw last year, he didn't have a clue. And he even told us, right? Even the fact that he said, oh, he didn't know what Breece Hall had, what he had in Breece Hall. Now it seems like he can't scheme up any type of run plays to get him out in the open field. And now him and Rodgers, you can tell, like, Rodgers is trying to hurry up the personnel coming in and the play call. It's like, how does Nathaniel Hackett survive all this? Is it really just the relationship that he has with Aaron Rodgers that he's safe?
Yeah, you have to remember, that's the reason the Jets got him in the first place, to kind of, you know, coerce Aaron to come to the Jets. I mean, it was no coincidence that they just hired Nathaniel Hackett just because, you know, he was the best option out there. I'm sure there's other options they could have, you know, went to instead of Hackett.
They were looking for another option going into this season. I talked about that earlier. They were talking about bringing somebody else in.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, exactly. Which you're not going to do that because you don't want to alienate Aaron Rodgers. So that's basically where we are. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he has a, you know, effect on the organization, fairly or unfairly. And then that's his guy. Those two are going to, they're going to ride or die. That's basically what it is. Either they're going to have success after Saleh has, you know, been fired, or they're going to, you know, blow up in flames and this whole thing is going to get blown up and throughout the offseason. So, but he's going to go down swinging with his guy. And I think that's why Hackett continues to be employed by the Jets.
We're on the phone right now with Antoine Staley. He's the Jets beat writer for the New York Daily News. What about Joe Douglas, man? He's another one that is kind of just like in the background, doesn't have to talk too much, but like Woody went over his head. And I feel like he had to be, I don't know, he had to be blindsided by this, or was he, we don't know what to believe, but the GM not making a decision, the general manager not making a decision on to fire the coach, and the owner going over his head and putting out the statement and meeting the media, like, isn't that kind of strange to you? Here's the question. Do you think he's safe this year, or do you think he's potentially on the hot seat if the owner's going over his head?
Well, it's a lot. That's a loaded question. Well, I'll say this. Like, nothing's weird. Well, everything's weird when it comes to the Jets. Let me just rephrase that. Having said that, to your point, Woody is – I mean, not Woody, but Joe Douglas is in the final year of his contract. So whether he's nothing – he doesn't have a new contract on the book. So whether or not, you know, he comes back this year or not is still up in the air right now. So, yeah, he is on the hot seat. Yeah. The Jets don't technically have to fire him because – his contract's going to run out anyway. So a friend of mine asked me the same thing today, and I told him, basically, they don't want to, I mean, why would you fire Joe Douglas when you're going to have to pay him anyway for this season? You might as well just let it run out, see how the season is, and then that way you can hire a new general manager, and then that general manager can potentially hire a new coach and then get a new quarterback, which I think eventually is what's going to happen with the Jets.
I think so too, Twan. Yo, how about Hassan Reddick? Like, I think Joe Douglas is in trouble just for the way that this Hassan Reddick trade played out. You got Woody crying for him to drive up 95 and join the team. I've never seen anything like this. Like, come on, get in your car. We'll give you an escort into the building. Say what? It's week 5. This guy should have been here.
Man, I was on the conference call. I didn't know whether to start laughing or just feel bad for the situation. I'm like, yo, is this really happening?
And then I tweeted it out. He sent out an alert, please.
Yeah, put like I seen less begging on the Keith Sweat record than I see like in that conference call today. But all joking aside, yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to, you know, I think Joe Douglas is ultimately going to be judged on a few things. I think that's one of them. I think obviously Zach Wilson and the blunder there, and then his decision making on the offensive line with the Jets too. I mean, not for nothing, they do have three new starters on the offensive line, but at the same time, it's proven to be ineffective once again. So he's gonna, you know, when it's all said and done, his tenure is gonna be looked at. Just on those three merits, I believe.
Yeah, it's crazy you mentioned the offensive line. The whole thing talking about the cadence, like they needed to dumb down the cadence. Like, I thought that was ridiculous. That was 2 weeks ago now. But for the head coach to come out there, we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about multi-million dollar offensive linemen that can't hold their water. They don't know the snap count.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Tyron. You're familiar with Tyron Smith. You're a Cowboys fan. So, I mean, yeah, he's had his issues there, and then he doesn't look like the same player now. And then not only that, like he's going offside. You got John Simpson also, you know, not, you know, staying in stance too. And Breece Hall in that game against the Broncos had two false starts. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the cadence necessarily. I think Robert Saleh chose his words very poorly. In regards to that, which also continued to alienate him and Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, that relationship was under a microscope, too, especially with the fake hug, whatever you want to call it, against the Patriots, too. That was very telling, too, because mm-hmm. I keep looking at the video. And then it clearly Rodgers is agitated by something. You just don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think he respected the guy. He's 40. This is the end of his career. He's been waiting for this year after what happened last year. Here's the last thing for you. So what happens next? Does Jeff Ulbrich lead this team to victories? Does Aaron Rodgers champ it out and fight through his injuries and show us, you know, he's still got it? Do they trade for Davante Adams? Is there a positive side on this other side, or are they just going to crap out and miss the postseason again?
I think ultimately they are going to miss the postseason. I just think, you know, it's not a lot of precedent for this working when you replace a coach during the middle of the season. The Raiders did it in 21 when John Gruden resigned. I know some people thought he was fired, although he probably would have been, but it technically resigned, and then they had, you know, a coach come in there, and obviously Rich, I forgot the guy's name, but end up coming in and, you know, end up leading them to the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of precedent there. I think Ulbrich is, you know, in a lose-lose situation because I don't think, you know, nothing's getting done to correct the offense that just, you know, that's been inept the last year and a half. So until that changes, yeah, I picked them to finish 9-8. I think they're looking at 7 or 8 wins, to be quite honest with you. And then if they lose to Buffalo, this thing can continue to spiral out of control.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Antoine Staley covering your Jets for the New York Daily News. You're the man, Antoine. I gotta let you know more about my hip-hop prowess. My brother was 10 years older than me, so I was listening to the hip-hop that I wasn't supposed to be listening to when I was young.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely have to trade tracks and stuff like that too, man. But, yeah, it's good to be on with you, man. Be easy. And I know you're rooting for those Yankees in the playoffs, so I hope the best for you. For you, not the Yankees.
Yo, end the call. Good night. Let him go. Thanks, Twan. 888-808-1019. We'll get some Jets calls in before we get these Mets calls. The Mets add on some more runs. They are rolling, and it's just one of those nights again. 'Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. KM to AM returns right after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.